I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Thank you for being here. It is summer, and for many of us, it's the time to slow down and relax. But for migrants in North Africa, summer is the time to flee if they can. The weather is warm and the sea isn't freezing. So every single day this time of year, several hundred people try to cross the Mediterranean from Libya, often on dangerously overcrowded boats. Many people drown doing this. We've reported on The World on the rescue ships that patrol the Mediterranean. Today we're going to hear about one group of far-right nationalists who are working in the opposite direction. They call themselves Defend Europe. Their goal is to intercept migrants and return them to the Libyan Coast Guard. And here's why, according to one member.
If you invite the whole of Africa, you don't help Africa, you become Africa. But we don't want to become Africa. And that's why we are not planning our vacations, but we're planning to do everything in our power to defend Europe. The immigration, the Islamization, all those problems, it all starts at our borders in the Mediterranean Sea, and it needs to end there.
The World's Richard Hall has been following the story, and you'll recall the reports Rich sent us from the rescue ship he was on last month. Rich, Defend Europe seems to be the opposite from the mission of the ship you were on. Who are they exactly, and what are they up to?
So Defend Europe is a group of activists, essentially, who belong to what they call the Identitarian Movement. Now, that's essentially a network of far-right nativist movements across Europe. They're something like the alt-right movement in the US. They're basically anti-Islam, anti-immigrant, and their biggest concern is stopping immigrants reaching Europe's shores. And they raised $100,000 to charter a ship to monitor the humanitarian rescues that are taking place in the Mediterranean.
Why are they putting the blame on NGOs?
So what they essentially believe is that the presence of these search and rescue missions in the Mediterranean is acting as a pull factor and encouraging migrants to take to the sea to try and reach Europe. So the idea behind that is that migrants think they will be rescued, so more of them will be encouraged to go on these boats. And they also believe that these NGOs are colluding with smugglers and human traffickers to taxi migrants to Europe.
Is there any way to ascertain whether, you know, that dynamic is for real, that the more you rescue people, the more they're likely to come to Europe?
Well, the evidence doesn't really support their case. It's kind of an ongoing debate whether it's push or pull factors that are driving migrants to Europe. So we can look back at the last few years, for example. In 2015, when the EU suspended its rescue missions for the first time, more people than ever attempted the journey and more people drowned. And what happened is smugglers adapted. They sent migrants in more seaworthy wooden boats and people were just being picked up closer to Italy. So more people drowned, but the number of rescue ships didn't really have an impact on migration numbers. So their whole kind of mission is based on this gross simplification of the migrant crisis and the causes behind it.
So what are these far-right nationalists in Defend Europe but planning to do with this boat now that they set sail?
They say that their goal is to document the doings of the NGOs, expose their collaboration with human smugglers, and intervene if they do something illegal. What they're planning to do is to go out into this search and rescue zone and assist the Libyan Coast Guard. And they will pick up migrants and hand them over to the Libyan Coast Guard rather than bring them back to Italy, as other NGOs are doing.
So what are humanitarian rescue ships like the one you were on? What are they doing to prepare for what will probably be interference in their mission?
So I spoke to a member of the Save the Children staff on the Vos Hestia, which was the boat I was on. They're going to carry on as normal so far. But they did say that this has the potential to put lives in danger. And I asked Rick Govard what he would do if he had a chance to have a conversation with one of these guys. And this is what he told me.
We are not to decide if they are welcome to Europe. The only thing we do is try saving lives at sea. That is not the long-term solution, of course. I think we can all agree. The solution lies on land. We don't get to decide who gets to save. We can help saving lives, and that is our sole mission here.
Well, it sounds like Save the Children and the crew of the Vos Hestia are clear in their mission, but it does sound like it could get messy.
I'm trying to figure out what it would be like with that other boat out there. I mean, these rescues are really chaotic situations. You have people drowning during rescues. Boats can tip over at any time. And all the NGOs out there, they coordinate with each other to make sure that people don't drown. And it's easy to see how another boat out there working to a different end could cause chaos. I mean, when I was on the Vos Hestia, for example, during one of these rescues, we saw the Libyan Coast Guard firing towards a migrant boat with people on it, and it caused people to dive into the water. And these are the people that the Defend Europe guys are trying to work with.
The World's Rich Hall speaking with us from his base in Beirut.